Hi, it's Lottie. And last night I advised Holy Fictional to try and break a recorder's block by talking about D&D and sharing some D&D stories with us. So I'm going to take my own advice because I've been on a hell of a recorder's block. So I'm just gonna ramble about D&D for a bit and my experiences and my characters and other fun things. I will say though, it's been a long time since I've played D&D. It's been more than a few years, and I really miss it. Even though I'm a terrible role player, I miss the experience of playing, and it just sucks that the last campaign I was in just sort of died, but I'll get to that in a bit. My first D&D character was a half-elf sorcerer named Dawn, and I think had I developed, because her backstory was that she was going to become a priestess like her mother, and then she had a personal tragedy. She was attacked. And as a consequence, she lost her faith. So had I like fully fleshed out her a little bit more, I would have had her basically adventuring because she wanted to find something new to believe in. And that, as some people do, go on a quest to figure out what the hell they believe in. And so that was Dawn. I do not remember the very first campaign I was in with two friends and my then boyfriend. My then boyfriend was DMing, and it was me and another girl and a guy, and I completely forget most of the details of that campaign, except for the fact that that was where Dawn met Rampage, who was my then boyfriend's character, or who became his character in a different campaign. Rampage was a dwarf who was originally an NPC, but my boyfriend at the time liked the character so much that he sort of took him, developed him, and while I stuck with playing Dawn, he took on Rampage. And since our characters had encountered each other when Rampage was an NPC in a different game, we decided that we were buddies and that we knew and trusted each other. And that since I was the squishy mage, and Rampage was, I believe the prestige class or whatever it was called, I don't know if that was a prestige class, but I believe the term Frost Rager was used. So, using the, punchy person to defend the squishy magic user, which was exciting. The longer campaign that I was in, the second campaign, the where Rampage was was my boyfriend's character, was basically we were a group of people trying to figure out why the magic in the world was failing. And that really sucked for me because I was a sorcerer. But there are specific instances in this that I remember. Like the time that there was one time where we fucked up a whole bunch of undead. There was one time where I we had to like sometimes roll a percent die to make sure that our spells didn't fail, if or something went wrong and I ended up punching a hole in the fabric of magic in the universe with my spell, and I believe I took damage from that.
There was also the time that Rampage nearly became a were-tiger, but was like at that point where the will save was just high enough that his role in the will save was just high enough that the DM left it up to choice, and we were just like, dude, please no.
But basically, that was in a dungeon. And that specific dungeon, there was like several rooms with a whole bunch of different creatures. And it turned out, we thought that these were creatures that were fucking up the town and being, rude assholes and hurting people. We get to the end of the dungeon. This town's mayor is missing, and we thought that these creatures were like standing in the way and guarding whatever, had taken the mayor. Turns out that when we get to the end, the mayor is a mimic whose ability to, maintain a human form or a humanoid form had been disrupted by the magic being fucked up with. And so the mayor, being a mimic and not being able to hide it from the townspeople anymore, was going to basically kill himself. So we had to talk the mayor out of suicide, which we succeeded at. We brought the mayor back to the surface world outside of the dungeon, and the mayor was like, wait, where is everybody else who was in this cave? You didn't kill them, did you? Because those were, oh no, those were our townspeople, and some of our townspeople who'd been affected by magic, and we sort of felt like shit about that, but we saved the mayor. And we ended up convincing the town to accept the mayor and not like kill him for being a mimic and whatever. There was a specific instance where we were like on a public forum, whatever, with townspeople all around us. And Rampage, my then boyfriend's character, yelled, "Don't be racist!" as a response to the, protests against a mimic being the mayor. And another dwarf in the crowd, raised up a fist in solidarity and was like, "You tell him, Lottie!" And we all laughed at that. There was also, let's see, that was one of our memorable adventures. We also ended up in a town that was basically a lot of the people in the town had some sort of magic effect going on them that causes them to grow a lot of facial hair. I don't remember too much of that part of the campaign, but what I do distinctly remember is the fact that when the campaign, okay, so we end a session, we're about to get into a battle with a mind flayer, and we get fucking plane jumped. All of us failed our will save. None of us were able to stay on the physical plane. I don't know where we were going, but we all of us failed our will save, and like the one person who like technically didn't was like the DM was like, okay, you can make the choice since everybody else failed their will saves, but you just barely made it. You have a choice to make, player, whether you will stay on this plane or follow your companions into the next plane and help them not get killed by this boss. And so I believe she decided to come with us and try and help us fight. But we got, abducted into another plane. And then the session ended for the day, and we were just like, we'll pick this back up next week. Next weekend's Otakon, so we're not going to meet because our group met on Saturdays, and conventions tend to be over a weekend. So we were just like, okay, everybody
go have a good time at the con. We'll come back to this the weekend after the con. We never picked that game back up, which really sucks because we sort of left it on kind of a cliffhanger, whether or not we were completely boned. And I'm just really sad that I have not actually been part of a game of D&D since then. There was one day when a friend of mine from college invited me to hang out with her and her D&D group while, I was going to spend the night there, and the DM offered me the role of an NPC, and I was a princess, a spoiled, rotten princess who had lost her precious fluffy puppy and was being a total bitch and would not let the kingdom move on from the fact that her beloved puppy was missing. And so her father, the king, was like, "I, you party of people, you're gonna get my little girl's dog back, I." And so I was the princess, and I basically just role played a complete bitchy little brat. And I distinctly recall at one point like having like to go through like this fall from a great height at which I passed out and remained passed out for a good chunk of the session. So really, I didn't have much to do during that thing that happened. My other D&D stories, most recent encounters I've had with D&D are from times that I've visited my boyfriend, the Shadow Gent, and times that I've been with him when he was playing D&D with his friends and fam stuff. So the first D&D story that I'm going to tell you that I remember that was really fun was it was D&D night, right? And we're all just like having a good time. We're, waiting for the group to come over to Shadow Gent's house. And it's the middle of summer, and there is a fucking monster of a thunderstorm. Like, it's not like a hurricane level or anything, but it's really fucking nasty thunderstorm, right? And we had like some frozen pizzas that we were gonna get. And no, that's not gonna work because the power went out. The thunderstorm of doom killed the power at Shadow Gent's house. And we're all just like, "Oh, fuck. Okay, so that's fine. We're just gonna, we sent somebody out to go get a couple of the players and then go get some shit from the grocery store that didn't need to be like heated up or anything." And I helped Shadow Gent and his family and friends gather up, as many candles as we could find in the house. And we decided that tonight's D&D session was going to be by candlelight once the sun, once the outside light started getting too low. Which was a lot of fun. I will say I was absent for part of it because one of our friends was like, "Hey, Lottie, you know what we should do? We should call Domino's and we should go get some fucking pizza." And I was just like, "Shit, yeah, let's go get pizza." And so we collected a pizza order, and friend and I slipped out, got pizza. And while we were, waiting for Domino's to finish up our order, we ended up at a beach and we saw a fucking rainbow. It was real pretty, and we were just like, "Rainbows!" And he explained some rainbow science to me, and then we went and picked up the pizza. And by the time we got back to Shadow Gent's house, everybody was like, "Wait,
where did these people go? And we were just like, surprise, bitches, we brought pizza. And we also stopped at a Rite Aid to get some ice. Because in addition to having been hella stormy, it was fucking hot as hell. And we were like, just like dying. And the fact that we didn't have air conditioning and instead had candles to see by kind of wasn't helping because, you know, fire, heat, yada, yada, yada. But anyway, so I spent most of that session, since I was not a player character, I did not have a character for this. I spent most of this session, there was this one tall candle in a glass thing, and it was tall and in glass, and you know, when it got to a point where the wax, like the melted wax, got too high on the wick, and we were, you know, afraid that the flame would go out, Shadow Dent would just pour some of the wax out onto a dish. And, you know, I would just like sort of, I was spent most of the session playing with the wax and just sort of rolling it around between my hands and making little shapes and stuff. And, I sat by and watched and listened while the baddies of the day kind of threatened total party kill, but luckily they were the party was able to survive barely. By the end of it, it was late at night and we had to navigate some nasty roads with like fallen tree branches on them and shit to get some of the players home who hadn't driven their own cars. And then the rest of us, after we dropped off a couple of the players, we went out and about and just sort of were out by the water and doing some cool stuff. And seeing some sights at night and trying not to get soaked. And that was a fun night. The other D&D experience that I've had with Shadow Dent was when he and his older brother went to a comic book shop, was having a pre-established D&D campaign. And by the time we got there, it was like a D&D day, and there were like pre-set up sessions, and there was a limited availability. By the time I got there, there were only two spaces left in the one session, and I was like, I'm not gonna D&D without my boyfriend here. So, how about this? I turned to Shadow Jet and his brother, and I was like, you two play. Give me some money and I will go get you guys lunch from the sandwich shop that's across the road. And so I left my valuable items at the shop, you know, under my boyfriend's watchful eyes while they were all joining the session and getting started. And so then I went across the street to get lunch for me and Shadow Gent and his brother, and we had a delicious lunch. I sort of piled everything into my backpack and brought it back to the comic book shop. And I browsed for a couple hours. I ended up buying two comic books. I bought the first issue of Spider-Gwen, and I also bought Rat Queens. I believe it was the first issue, but I don't remember because I have not yet retrieved those comic books from my friend's house. I lent them to a friend and haven't gotten them back yet. Whoops. But that was a good day when it was a good day. I watched them play and I sat and I enjoyed, and I bought some comics, and it was a really good day. And this has been a 20-minute ramble almost, so I'm gonna cut this off here. I hope you guys have enjoyed me nerding out, talking about my D&D stories, and I guess until we meet again.
Bye.